Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to another Fun Friday with Princess Chloe. Today we are going over episode 3 called Playdate from the show on HBO Max called The Prince, which is surrounding the royal family, and it is a satirical comedy series. So, Princess Chloe, welcome back to the show, and just tell us your thoughts before we get into this episode.
Well, thank you for having me back, Common Sensocrat, and thank you so much for having me in your home. I've had such a wonderful time so far. Yeah, it's been really great, actually. Except for when you walked in on me in the shower. That part was a little, invasive. For somebody, you know, especially someone I don't know. Because, you know, shower time is my time. So it was a little weird that you just kind of barged in without knocking, but that's the only thing I'm very picky about.
Oh, right. Well, you have not even a nice bathroom.
Well, thank you. I do my best to take care of it. So, anyway, but I'm glad you're loving being here. I think you've been really, it's been quite an adventure. Let's put it that way. It's been a very huge adventure having you here. So anyway, we're going to be watching episode 3, Playdate, which so far with everything that's happened in the show, I'm really excited about this one because I feel like we're going to find out a lot more information about maybe Princess Charlotte, what she's hiding, and then definitely, hopefully, well, I'm hoping, about the monster and see if the monster returns to the palace either this episode or it's maybe the next. Who knows? But I'm excited to see where that goes. And then where Prince Harry and Meghan are going to end up going with this. So with their struggles in Los Angeles and all of that. So what are your thoughts? Oh, absolutely. Especially with Prince Harry. Because as you know, never mind. I could go on all day about him. But everyone knows my thoughts already about Prince Harry. That people should be celebrating me. That I should be the shunned royal instead of him.
Okay. Well, then shall we get into the episode?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Oh, and I went ahead and skipped again the intro and all that, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. But yes, everybody, as a reminder, the intro has all of the big staples. It has Buckingham Palace. It has London Eye. It has, you know, it shows the Tower of London. We have St. Paul's Cathedral. We have Shakespeare's Globe. We see all of the big staples in London. So let us get to Playdate. Yes.
Hi, Sebastian.
Whoa, you look tired.
I am. George was texting me all night about the guest list for his playdate. I was up till 9 p.m. Where were you? You left me.
I'm so sorry, Sebastian. I wanted to watch Paddington 2 with my parents. So I told George I couldn't text because it was a prayer night. He still thinks I'm Muslim. I'm making the rules up as I go along.
That's smart. We all need time off. How's Paddington 2?
Excellent. Here he comes.
Oh, God. I feel sick.
Hi, George. Oh, looking good.
Hi, George.
Hey, guys.
Sebastian, you look like shit.
Everyone excited? Today's the big day. Playdate at George's house.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Everyone's talking about it. The event of the season.
I know. It's going to be amazing. Good luck throwing a party after this. I can't imagine having to follow it up. Social suicide.
Oh, by the way, Sebastian, I can't make it to your birthday party next weekend.
Hi, George.
Hey, Re...
Amelia.
Re-Amelia, of course.
Your name is Rhea Amelia now.
What time should I come over today?
Come over? What do you mean, come over? Is she on the list?
Oh, the play date. Ugh, I completely forgot. I guess come by my place at 3. Super casual. Oh, it's the big palace in the middle of the park. You can't miss it. I like her, Rhea Amelia. Weird name, though.
Hi, George!
Yeah, hey, Charlotte. Don't quite know why you're shouting.
I'm excited for your play date.
Did you get an invite?
No.
Well, I would get a little less excited then. Excuse me, dear, I have to take this.
Owen, comma, under no circumstance is Charlotte allowed to attend my play date. Full stop. Also, comma, did you pick up my refill of Propecia? Question mark.
Ooh, what's this? Meghan Markle just posted a photo. Running lines with my love. Hashtag working actor. Hashtag LA life. Hashtag set life.
Ugh, she's not even on a set. That's it. I'm muting her.
Oh, let's talk about that. Oh, let's. So, first off, Paddington 2 is no joke in London, by the way, everybody. Paddington and Paddington 2. The Paddington Bear is an icon, a big icon in London. So, it's a really big deal. We love Paddington in London. That is the big, big thing for everybody, including adults, by the way. I'm obsessed. In case you did not know, I am very obsessed with Paddington. So Paddington is no joke. Just say. I thought I would get that out of the way. Okay, so let's get on to the really juicy stuff. The fact that Prince George walks up to his friend Sebastian, who, by the way, went to bed at 9 o'clock, because that is late for children their age. And the fact that Prince George, first off, is skipping down the hallway with a Starbucks in his hand, the big venti ice Starbucks in his hand, which is pretty hilarious in itself. Because who doesn't whenever they have coffee and a big day ahead or whatever he's drinking? But I love the fact that he also goes up to his friend and says, "So you look like shit." Like, oh. I mean, that can be... I mean, in my opinion, though, that's a good friend to tell you flat out. To say, you look like shit. Well, I mean, he could have said it a different way. If this were real life, he could have said that a different way. Well, that's true. Maybe that's why I don't have many friends. You say that to your friends. Anyway, so I love the fact also that right away that he says, you know, about the play date and how excited and, oh, no one can top this and, oh. And I feel like George, maybe eventually he'll be like this. I don't know. This is becoming a little too real now. But I just love that no one will top this. And it's like, oh, by the way, I can't come to your party. I can't come to your party. Yeah, that's so mean. That is mean. Actually, that is really mean. Like, I'm not coming to your party. Sorry. But also, I do love the fact that the girl comes up, Amelia. She's like, oh, hey, what time should I be by? And he's like, for what? Uh-oh. And he didn't even remember her name. Also, he didn't even remember her name. Which is so terrible. And then, yeah. Like, is she on the list? Okay, you can come. Oh, so good. And then Princess Charlotte comes up and he's like, she's not coming to the party. You're not coming. And she's going to try. I can just feel it. She's going to try to make it to the party. Oh, well, she's a little devious one. She definitely will try to make it to the party. And then on top of that, when he says, when he walks away, he calls the girl Rhea Amelia. Weird name, though. And then it goes right. Of course, here we go. My favorite part is coming up. Just because anything with Prince Harry, I'm going to make fun of big time. But the fact that also when he looks at her picture, Meghan Markle's picture, and it says, running lines with my love, hashtag whatever. And then right when it gets to hashtag set life, he goes, she's not even on a set. Which, again, she's trying to be relevant. So I love the fact that they do this with her on the show. That they've tried to do everything they can to make her look relevant, like, try to, like, where she, her character, is trying to make herself relevant, which I think is hysterical. So I love that they make fun of her on that. But let's definitely move on to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in Los Angeles and continuing on their journey, shall we? Oh yeah, we definitely should.
Excuse me, miss. Where are the bow ties?
Back wall, aisle 3.
I feel like you're making a meal out of it. Young Sheldon's just trying to buy a bow tie. Let's just take it from the top, but this time, a little less. Excuse me, miss. Where are the bow ties?
Back wall, aisle 3.
I don't even think they need this scene. They could just cut to Sheldon with the bow ties.
This sucks.
On Suits, that was a series regular. That was Rachel Zane, attorney at law.
Wasn't she a paralegal the first 6 seasons?
I don't know. Anyway, how's your job search going?
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yes, we need jobs.
Okay, well, there is one thing I always wanted to do, but I don't know.
Aw, you can tell me, Harry.
It's silly, you'll laugh.
I promise I won't.
I want to be a massage therapist.
What?
I know, it's a moonshot. A crazy dream. I've always been afraid I couldn't do it, that I wasn't cut out for it. But I always wanted to heal with my hands.
A massage therapist?
You never had a dream when you were a child to be something everyone else said was impossible. Like an astronaut, or prime minister, or masseur.
I wanted to be a princess.
Oh, well, you kind of fucked that up.
Oh my god. Oh, already. I love that already he goes, they can just cut this scene. Go straight to him holding the bow ties. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, it's so good. It's like, we need jobs. But also the fact, in real life, let me just tell you, Prince Harry would not be a good massage therapist. At all. He would not. Let me just make that very clear. He could not make a good massage therapist. There's no way. And I love the fact that she was, Meghan goes, I was Rachel Zane, series regular. And he's like, weren't you a paralegal in the first 6 seasons? Anyway. It's so good. Oh, I love it. Anyway, but no, it's perfect. And then, of course, that final thing, like, what was your dream? Oh, I want to be a princess. We kind of fucked that up. Because she did. She did. I was rooting for them, you know, to kind of make a little bit of change in the royal family, spice things up, but it's true. And I hate to say this, like I said, Meghan's nice, but all she wanted to be was a princess, not thinking of the actual duty of being a princess. That's what happened. And she didn't like that. She didn't like the fact that she didn't have control. And that's what happened. That's what I predicted. That's actually what I predicted as well. Right? And a lot, and actually everybody all over the world knew it. So I think that's why you're not hearing much from them right now in real life, because they know they screwed up. The world is going to be after them for the rest of their lives. It's just the fact. They're going to be, because they're the modern, what was his name? Was it Edward? Prince Edward. And Wallace Simpson. They are the modern screw-ups, really. But then again, even though I am in the royal family, that is something we'll never forget. And the past generations will never let it go. They won't. Okay, they could try, but they won't. So thanks to Prince Edward and Wallace Simpson, well, there's always the history repeating itself. And now it is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So they're the modern day Wallace Simpson situation. So, in case you don't know that story, common sensocrat audience, I would look that up. Definitely look that up. Because that was a big, big fuck up. So let's continue on I guess what we're going to see here. Oh, there's something else here with the royal family. So let's let's see what Prince Charles and Prince William, because I see the screen here. So let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Don't you dare sneeze, Camilla. Don't you do it. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Mummy! Mummy! Watch me! Watch me! Are you watching?
She didn't see.
I saw. There's a woman, 63, becomes pregnant in the mouth with baby squid after eating calamari. See, this is the journalism that matters. Yes, don't worry. I'll show you the pictures.
Oh my God. A little early for a fourth glass, don't you think?
Why don't you go hit another ball for a fucking loop?
It was me, Mummy. I sneezed, not Camilla. Achoo. There I go again.
I'm watching you, Camilla. You hear me? I'm watching all of you fuckers. Oh, yes. You like the pictures, don't you?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. See, Camilla screwed it up again. Oh, no. Don't you dare. Don't you sneeze, Camilla. I just feel like this is what happens in real life. It's too real. I know I say that every time, but it's absolutely too real. And when I watch this, with Charles, my Uncle Charles, he always kisses her ass. And that's the truth. He always does. And I love it. They're reading The Sun. And which is the UK newspaper, and I love it. The 63-year-old gets pregnant in the mouth after eating. This is the news that matters. Is it terrible that I'm like, amen to that? I'm sick of hearing about all the disasters going on in our world. I'd rather read about a woman getting pregnant in the mouth. Ugh. That's what I'd rather read these days. Well. In America, that could be true. What? No, because of the, you know, the multiple genders and all that stuff. I mean, you know, the left could pick that up and say, oh, you could get pregnant in the mouth. Duh. They could say that. That could be their new thing. Oh, Lord, I didn't even think of that. Okay, anyway, oh, Lord. Even you had to make that a disaster. Sorry. That's just what we're going through over here. Oh, it's worse over there, though. Remember, whatever happens in the United States is already happening, has already been happening in the UK for some time. And it's just slowly migrating over here. So just you wait. It's going to be a pattern. So you'll probably, you know, you'll see some weirder things coming up as well. Oh, I can't wait. But that can be another episode for another time. So, shall we? Let's, because now we're at the play date.
Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
Hello, dear. Name?
Amelia.
Amelia. Amelia? Sorry, I'm not seeing it. I have a re-Amelia, just not an Amelia.
Oh, I forgot. I'm re-Amelia.
Hello, Miss Charlotte.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. I'm afraid I don't have you on the list.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me see if there's a way I can sort this out.
Owen, so help me God.
Excuse me. I'm making progress. Do not call this number again.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Oh my God, I love the riding of the train.
I don't know. Can the Labour Party take it back? I guess, but Corbyn really put them in a hole. Anyway, everyone enjoying themselves? Everyone have a drink? You're good with juice? Are you sure? No, it's no problem at all. Hey, get the fuck over here. She wants more juice. Martinelli's sparkling, right? I'll take a George Teeny and get Owen over here.
Right away, sir.
All right, guys, well, don't let me keep you. Have a great time.
I'm having so much fun, PG.
Owen, did you hear that? One of them just called me PG. Is that my new nickname?
I believe it is, Your Royal Highness.
I have a nickname. So remind me again, where are we now in our schedule?
Right now, it's mocktails and colouring hour, sir.
Classic playdate activities. You know, not everyone's cut out for hosting. The trick is making people feel like they're completely at home.
George, may I use the bathroom?
Yeah, there's a porta potty in the driveway. And it's for pee-pee only. Fucking animals.
Quick, does anyone look?
Oh my gosh. Wow. The fact that he makes his friends use the porta potty in the driveway. Also, would there even be a porta potty in the driveway? Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There would never... The royals do not do porta potties anyway. That is very... No. The only way they do the porta potties is if they're one of those fancy porta potties and they're literally way on the other side of the field. So you literally have to get a golf cart to get them over there. To get the people over there. It's really interesting. But the porta parties are literally over there. So, has anyone told you that when you say porta potties, it makes it sound like you're saying porta parties? Porta parties. Porta potties. Porta... Oh, never mind. Anyway, just the fact also that... what's a George Teeny? I like to know that. Maybe I should contact them and be like, does George have a George Teeny? Because I'd like to know that. Because if not, they should create one in real life, because this would be great. That's true. That would be really funny. But I, again, Princess Chloe, or Princess Charlotte. I'm Princess Chloe. Princess Charlotte is up to something. And I know she is. So that'll be interesting to see what happens some more up here. But here we are with the staff. So let's see what's happening here.
What a George Teeny is. A George Teeny? Yes, Prince George just asked for one. Oh my God, did he just make it up? Did I make it up? I don't know anymore. Hey, it's going to be okay. Remember the breathing meditations we started doing?
That's not helping now, Greg.
Prince Philip bit me.
Bloody hell, not again.
Oh my God. Ooh,
that looks deep. Get the medic! I'm on break, bruh.
Oh, that was really quick, but let's get into that really quickly. But yeah, Prince Philip already. Like, Prince Philip bit me and he's got this like big hunk of skin outside of his leg. And I hate using that word, but it is what it is. But he's like bleeding everywhere. Prince Philip bit me. It's terrible. It's so terrible. Oh, I know. But I love it. What's a George Teeny? Did I make it up? Did he make it up? Oh, I don't know. Oh, but that's true. Because it's like, what is a George Teeny? But let's get into some more of the play date, shall we?
You know, I think this play date is a big success.
Oh, certainly, sir. I haven't had this much fun since...
Okay, well, of course it's more fun than whatever life event you were about to reference. Your life's a low bar. Sebastian, Dinesh, what's it look like out there? What are people saying? Tell me everything.
Everyone is having the best time.
Yeah, and I've heard some people say it's even better than Paddington 2.
Ooh, and that was really good. Perfect. Everyone's here and everyone's having a great time.
Yes, well, almost everyone.
Almost.
I mean, yay!
Who's not here?
Oh, just one person. Whatever, doesn't matter.
Who didn't show up for my playdate, Sebastian?
Olivia Rogers!
Olivia Rogers? I don't even know who that is. So
some nobody. Why didn't she show up to George's playdate? Owen, I need you.
I'm right here, sir.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't she come? Does she hate me? No. Who could possibly hate me? Everyone loves me. I'm PG. This is the hottest event of the year, right? Right, O?
Yes, of course. Why, even Charlotte couldn't get in.
That's right. Thank you. She couldn't even get in. You know whose fault this is. You should have made sure everyone was in attendance. I had to hear it on the street. The fact that she was even on the list saw nothing. And then to have the audacity to not show up. Oh, she'll show up all right. You get her here right now, Owen. You handle this. I've got to be calm. I've got guests.
Excuse me, where's the...
The porta potty's in the driveway.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Why do I feel like that Olivia girl is going to be... like, kind of like trapped in traffic, like doing something, like just something totally silly, and she's almost there or something, and it's gonna be totally whatever, and he's just gonna freak out on her that she's late. Oh my gosh, I hope that's not the case. I hope she just, you know, ends up just showing up, and, you know, she's been here the whole time. I don't know, but I love it. Like, what do you mean she didn't show up? What do you mean? Oh boy, yeah. Oh, I know. It shows that he's a little showing his more insecure side to him, doesn't it? At least it's fun to see the development of Prince George, to see how desperate he is. It's pretty fun. But I love it. It's even so hot that even Princess Charlotte couldn't come in. Oh, even though they don't call her Princess Charlotte. They call it Charlotte, but still, it's really great. But yeah, so let's just continue on and yeah, see, we're back in Los Angeles, so let's see what Meghan and Harry are doing.
I got the job. I'm gonna be the first master from the royal family. Thanks for all your help, darling.
Okay, well, I actually didn't do anything, but I'm glad you have a job.
Yeah, well, it's technically not a job. Don't know where you heard that.
Well, from you, like a second ago.
I'm actually just Fam's intern for now, but not everybody gets that. Like, there was another guy in there.
He didn't get it?
No, we're both Fam's interns. So how was your audition?
Not great. Ian Armitage said he didn't click with me. Can you believe that?
You know what? Fuck him. What a minge bag.
Whoa, easy. He's 11. Meghan? Harry? Lisa Rinna! So nice to see you again. We've never met. Oh, why do I feel like I know you?
Well, I've been on TV for 50 years, so maybe it's that. Cute baby. What's his name?
Meghan?
Archie.
And your kids are Amelia and Delilah Bell, right? I read about them in People magazine.
Yes! Listen, Meghan, I'm sure you're getting tons of offers.
She's actually not.
Would you ever consider joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think you guys would be great. I'm kind of still on hold for young Sheldon, but let me talk to Andy.
You know Andy Cohen? Meghan, she knows Andy Cohen.
Okay, you need to just... The things you know and don't know are very confusing to me.
Oh, shit, there's Lisa Vanderpump. I'll have them call you.
They hate each other. What?
Oh, my God. First off, I love the fact that he doesn't even remember his own son's name in this show. And also, she's so desperate. They make her so desperate that she's willing to join the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I love the fact that they have Harry know this information about everybody. Yeah, they hate each other. Or, you know, oh, your children, I read about them on People magazine. And it's... They make him, also for this scene in particular, they make him be like a fangirl, which is kind of funny. So that is also a really good way to go about him too. He's like a fangirl of the shows of Andy Cohen and all those people. And also the fact that he's an intern and it's not even a job, that's even better, that he's an intern for the masseuse. Oh, let's move on, shall we? It's just so good. Oh, God.
And that is how you make a George Teenie.
Oh, thank God. Breathe. Just breathe. You were right.
It does help. Olivia has arrived, sir.
About fucking time. Get her over here.
Oh, hey, Olivia. Glad you could make it.
I forgot you were even invited, to tell you the truth.
So were you busy earlier or something? Because you weren't here and everyone else was, so that part was weird.
I was at my dad's funeral.
What?
Oh my god, that explains it. Oh, you have no idea what I just put myself through. I didn't know what was going on, but you were just at your dad's funeral. I knew there had to be a reason. God, I really know how to work myself up. And for what?
That can't be good for me. Fucking Owen.
Hey, let's get her a George Teenie. That'll make you feel better. Would you excuse me for a second, dear?
Hey, O, this girl's dad just died. It's gonna bring the whole party down. Can we get her out of here?
Oh my god.
Thanks.
Is everyone having fun?
Yeah, they're all having fun. This is a huge success. Better than Paddington 2, they're saying. Better than Paddington 2.
Oh my god. Wow. Wow. All right. So, the way that ended, okay. So we found out what happened to Olivia, and she was at her dad's funeral. Oh my god, that's so horrible. Wow. Oh, yeah, that is a low. And that's coming from me. Yeah, it's like, oh, George, what a dick you are. What a dick you are. Oh my gosh. But again, Paddington 2. You do not mess with Paddington 2. I'm telling you. Again, Paddington 2 is no joke. Well, can we watch that tonight? I kind of have plans tonight. You have what? You have plans and they're not with me? Well, I have other friends. Oh, well, I guess I'll watch Paddington 2 by myself. Well, we can watch it like after Labor Day weekend. Oh, right. Labor Day weekend. Oh, that's an American thing, isn't it? Yeah, but you're welcome to come to an event with me and see what's going on, if you want. Well, I feel like it's not really in my place to do so I think I'll just stick with Paddington 2. But you have so much fun, though, with that. Okay. All right, well, thank you again for your commentary, Princess Chloe. And to everybody here, thank you for listening. And make sure to look out for tomorrow's Satire Day and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. There will not be a Monday update for Labor Day because it's Labor Day. So I'll be enjoying my long weekend, as I'm sure all of you as well. And just remember to continue celebrating American values because we need to continue reminding people of American values. So please do that and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And until next time, everybody, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.